This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. California has done it, recalled a sitting governor for the first time in the state's history. In one of the largest turnouts for a gubernatorial election, Californians voted overwhelmingly for change. They ousted a political veteran, and they chose a candidate known not for a political record, but for his action movie roles. Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to take office next month once all the votes are certified. Meantime, the results are giving analysts a lot to talk about. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Looking at the breakdown of last night's tally, almost every demographic group voted to oust Democratic Governor Gray Davis, and the vast majority went for Arnold Schwarzenegger. At the McDonald's Express window at a Home Depot center in South Los Angeles, 42-year-old Andre Sakonovich says the decision of who to vote for was a no-brainer.
Look at Gray Davis and look at Arnold. Arnold's vigorous. I mean, he's out there, he's pushing. Look at the tone of voice that Gray Davis has. I mean, he looks wimpy, and given the current situation we have in California, you know, we need some new blood. You know, maybe he can do something positive for us.
The general contractor is 42 years old. According to exit polls conducted by Edison Media Research, white males between the ages of 30 and 44 were one of the largest groups to vote for Schwarzenegger. And Sakonovich is an independent, a group who for years hasn't had a viable centrist candidate to back. Republican strategist Alan Hoffenblum says the other replacement candidates were just too ideological for California's majority mainstream voter.
When Cruz Bustamante entered the race, for whatever reason, he decided to move far to the left and basically spent a campaign trying to appeal to the hardcore base Democratic vote, which is very liberal. And Tom McClintock, of course, the other Republican on the ballot, was the hardcore conservative on all issues, the true believer. And that left the entire middle to the Schwarzenegger and his campaign.
What surprised many analysts were that a majority of women, 42%, went for Schwarzenegger also. Many said they were unaffected by the last-minute sexual misconduct allegations against the candidate. This attorney in downtown L.A., who would only give her first name Barbara, says she just wanted a change.
And I figured Arnold was, at least would be more fun, more typical California crazy.
Many voters said they were turned off by the barrage of last-minute negative campaigning. Several Democratic leaders say they wished Governor Davis had spent more time hyping his achievements than running down the negatives of his opponents. Democrats also complained that Davis was too late in his push for core liberal voters, especially union members. He garnered just 51% of union households. Miguel Contreras, a labor leader in Los Angeles, says Davis's pro-union voting record wasn't bad, but the governor signed most of the key legislation too late in his administration.
The fact that it took us a long time to get to that voting record. You know, everything with this administration was, you know, lobbying, doing campaigns to try to get him to sign certain pieces of legislation. It wasn't like, I'm doing this and I'm going to lead the charge.
Davis's strongest support was in the African-American community. 71% voted no on the recall. Democrats like James Watusi, having a double pancake breakfast at the McDonald's Express, says he was shocked by the vote to kick Davis out.
I didn't see where he did anything crooked, and I think he should have been allowed to serve his term out. I'd rather have somebody in that knows a little bit about something. Maybe he'll straighten up now if he knew it could be recalled, but you just get an actor and put him in there because he's the Terminator. So I guess I'm going to start acting and show my muscles. Maybe I can get in there.
For Schwarzenegger, though, his overwhelming lead gives him a lot of leeway with most groups, even Watusi, who says he's willing to see what the former bodybuilder can do. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.